Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Samach Beis Chulin 62. On today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara discusses a bird that is called a tassil. So it says in the Torah in Leviticus chapter 1 verse 14 that there is a type of bird that could be brought as an offering on the altar, and that bird is either a tor or a b'nei yonah. And our rabbis learn from here that if the bird is a mature bird, then it's kosher as a tor. We said that we discussed this earlier on 22a. And if it's a b'nei yonah, then it's kosher as a young bird. So it says on our daf yomi on 62a at the bottom, Amar Rachava, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, tassil, that a type of yonah, a type of a dove that's called a tassil, is pasul mishum torin, that is disqualified. It is disqualified when it is an adult bird, meaning to say that it is not a tor, it is more like a b'nei yonah, which is kosher only when it's in its immature state. The kosher mishum b'nei yonah. So when the tassil is small, it's going to be permitted to be brought on the altar because it's a type of a yonah, it's a type of a dove, and that's why it's kosher only when it's small. And so too, says our Gemara, da'atzifi, which is a type of a tor, is, and also, it's a toren shel rechava kesherin, mishum toren upsul mishum b'nei yonah. Unlike the tassil, which is kosher when it's young, the datzifi is going to be kosher only when it's in its mature state, like the tor, and not when it's immature state, like the b'nei yonah. So the Gemara challenges this. So Rav Daniel bar Rav Katina challenges Mas, if he bases it on the Mishnah in Para in chapter 9, Mishnah 3, which states, kola ofos poslin b'meichatas chutz minayona, that all of the birds are prohibited if they drink from the mechatas, which is the water of the ashes of the paraduma, when the ashes are mixed with water, that if the birds drink from this water, they are going to disqualify the water, with the exception of the dove, chutz min hayonah mipnei shemotzetzes, because it sucks. And Rashi explains that they disqualify the ashes of the red heifer if they drink from them, because all other birds, mipnei she'ein motzetzin, they don't suck the water, elamagbien pien, achasher koltoses amayim, they lift up their mouths, their beaks, after they grab up the water, and then amayim noflim mipim, then the water falls from their mouths back into the jug of water and ashes mixed together. And it's like work was done with them. And so this is the exception of the yona, which is sucking the water and doesn't pull it up with its beak. And asks the Gemara Vim Isa, and if it's the case that the tassil is a type of yona, listen, chutz mi yona v'tassil. So it should say with the exception of the yona and the tassil. From the fact that it doesn't say the tassil, we see from here that the tassil is not a type of yona. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good, that's, we have an answer to that question. It says Rabbi Zera, Zem motzeitz umaki, v'zem motzeitz v'eino maki. The tassil draws up the water, but then spits it back out, it regurgitates it. So the water will become disqualified, whereas the yonah sucks it up, and then it keeps the water with it. But we see from here that Rashi says the water of that is sucked by a different bird, or is dragged up by a different bird, is going to disqualify the ashes of the red heifer, that water, because it's as though work was done with them, because the water is regurgitated from their mouth, and it's kamisha nasas bahem melacha. It's like work was done with them. So Tosus challenges this. Tosus says it's not logical to assume that this is a type of work, and so therefore Tosus rejects that this is the reason why this water was disqualified for use in the red heifer. And Tosus gives a different reason. But this concept of whether or not this water becomes disqualified because they drank from it, this is discussed by the Trumas Hadeshin and Simon Reish. Samach Trumas Hadeshin, living in Austria in the 15th century, he discusses the question of, let's say, a tarnagol, a rooster, drinks from water, whether or not you can then use the water for netilas yadayim, and so the Trumas Hadeshin, for washing one's hands, and so the Trumas Hadeshin says, well, at first glance, we should say that according to the explanation of Rashi in our sugya, that since the reason is because it's as though water work was done with the water, if that's the case, so too with netilas yadayim, with washing one's hands ritually, that, like for example in the morning or before we eat bread, that this should be like this water which the rooster drank from should be considered like it is such water, and it should be prohibited for netilas yadayim, because the Shulchan Aruch rules in Orach Chaim Siman Kuf Samach Sif Beis that if you do work with water, then that water is prohibited for netilas yadayim. However, according to the Tosfos, they would take a different explanation. And so therefore, according to the Tosfos, we would say that the water would not be disqualified for an Antilas Yadayim based upon the fact that the Tarnagol was drinking from it. And so, however, the Trumas Hadeshen says, even according to Rashi, we can make a distinction between the water of the red heifer and the water of an Antilas Yadayim. The water of the red heifer, such water is not going to be nullified in the majority, but by an Antilas Yadayim, if there's a majority of water that was not used for work, then the water that was used for work will be nullified within the majority. And so therefore, this little amount will be nullified, and you'll be able to use it. Even if even if they drink from it a little bit, you would be able to use that water for an Antilas Yadayim. However, the Beis Yosef and the Marshal, they reject the Trumas Hadeshen, and they say, even according to Rashi, the reason is that Rashi is saying that that's not going to be considered like work with respect to an Antilas Yadayim, because with respect to washing one's hand, the only type of work that prohibits it is not minimal work like the type we're talking about, but a significant work. And so therefore, even if we don't even have to assume the leniency of that it was nullified in the majority in order to say that this water can be used for an Antilas Yadayim. However, the Or Zeruah cites the Or Zeruah, which is cited by the Beis Yosef, and he says, no, the Antilas Yadayim will prohibit the work even with Malacha Kala, even if it's very simple water like the birds drinking from it, because we have a citation that says that a water that a dog drinks from is disqualified for an Antilas Yadayim, and the Or Zeruah says that this is not just specifically a dog, but any animal drinks from it, because it's considered to be like mullus, like it's disgusting, and the dog is just an example. So according to the Or Zeruah, he's very strict that if any animal drinks from water, that water is then prohibited to wash one's hands ritually with before eating bread or when we wake up in the morning for an Antilas Yadayim.